Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. We got a big hour ahead. I got out my calendar yesterday and I was able to circle a date because I was very nervous about whether or not I would still be doing this job when Ben Simmons made his much anticipated return to Philly. And I now have the exact date on when that will happen. And it is a week of Thanksgiving for all of us, especially me, because he is going to get his on the 22nd of November. And also in this hour, Al, Pete Carroll has made some comments about one of our biggest draft busts, J.J. Arcega-Whiteside.
Right.
I don't think he realizes the player he just signed or traded for, because that isn't the player I just saw, and I'll let you hear what he said. But out of line right now to lend some true expertise to this show from GCobb.com, the legendary G. Cobb. Hi, G.
How's it going, Angelo?
Hey, G, have you been watching this TV series, Hard Knocks?
Yeah, I've seen some of it. I saw Deuce when he was here, and so I've seen Deuce go into his act, you know, and he is entertaining. I mean, because he will get on his guys, he'll kick them in the butt, and I've seen him really go after young players, really to challenge them to try to get them ready for the games.
No, I got to tell you, Deuce is the star so far of that show, in my estimation, and I'm trying to gauge G because he is very profane and very, very aggressive, right? Is that going to help get him a head coaching job that everybody's seeing this now?
Well, I think in a way, you know, it definitely gets a lot of people looking at what he does. But, you know, I think that, you know, you can take it too far, too, where people don't take you seriously. So but I think in the long run, it probably is going to get him the attention, because I do think he has a lot of the qualities you need to be a head coach.
Absolutely. All right. Now, I want to get to the other thing that I witnessed in this current edition of it, because the Lions were playing the Falcons in their first preseason game. And unlike 99% of the people watching the games, G, I actually root for my team to win these games. And I just want you to hear Dan Campbell on the sideline. They've just had a fumble that led to the Falcons going ahead with under 2 minutes to go. Listen to how intense he is on the sideline.
We did. Here we go, Blau. Let's go. Let's go get a touchdown. Go win this game. Be good. Be good. Go win the game.
Hey, let's go win it. Let's go win it. Hey, let's go win it.
All right, G, when you were playing these preseason games many years ago, did you want to win the game?
Yeah, of course you wanted to win the game, but that's not necessarily the coach's mindset as much, because they got to put guys in that they know, if they were just trying to win the game, they wouldn't be in there. So, you know, they got to find out how good all of these guys are. And so, you know, just like the last week when the Eagles took out, you know, the first team offense, they go down and score and you take them out, because you got to look at everybody. You got to see the guys. You got to see if these guys can play. So you want to be able to have the best team. So, you're not always trying to win, because you take out a lot of your best players. A lot of your best players.
But so do the other team. The other team's doing exactly the same thing. It's their third team and your third team. Shouldn't your third team beat their third team?
Well, you know, it's from that standpoint, you definitely are trying to win the game. You got your coaches trying to win it. You're doing everything you can to try to win the game. But there are a lot of things you don't do to try to win. Like, for instance, the Eagles' offense. Now, they looked good. But really, I got to give Nick Sirianni credit. He threw the ball every play. A lot of times in the first, with the preseason game like that, the defense does not script. They don't look at what formations you're playing. They don't look at, you know, what you're going to run. They really don't go in and try to do everything to take away your best players and all of that. They're just playing a simple zone. And so that's why they were flooding the zone and really probably making the Eagles' offense look better than they might be at this particular time. And then they're, you know, so it really wasn't real football like you're going to see when the games really start. The strategy wasn't used, everything.
All right, so, Jay, what do I take out of it? Everybody's talking about Hurts. He had one series. He scored two touchdowns because one was called back. What do you take from it then?
Well, it's a big plus because, you know, it's a shot in the arm to his confidence. He did make some outstanding throws, but some of it, you know, the guys were wide open. Like on that touchdown, you see where they're playing a zone down there by the end zone. Most of the time they don't play zone. You play man-to-man. You have to because of what they did. They flooded the zone. They sent A.J. Brown up the field. He cleared out everything for Dallas Goedert. Dallas Goedert's wide open for the catch. Most of the time, it's not going to be that easy down there. But they were playing a zone down by the end zone, which you don't really do very much.
All right, give me some first impressions. Jordan Davis, everybody is amazed by how big he is. What'd you say?
I thought he played well. I mean, he really is a very good athlete for a guy that's – you know, 340 pounds or so. I think he's going to help them a great deal. I love a lot of the things they got on the defense because I really think defensively they've improved a lot.
First impression, Cam Jurgens, the center.
Kid shocked me how quick he is, how good an athlete he is, but he's like, a Kelsey, but only he weighs about, 20 to 30 pounds more, so You got your young center who will be there for probably more than a decade.
Wow. All right. Middle of the defense, a position that Mr. G. Cobb himself played. Middle linebacker, N'Kobe Dean, what'd you say?
Well, I've liked him all along. The kid really knows NFL football. He's very good at reading the formations and anticipating the play. And he really just kind of showed what he's been doing in practice. The kid is going to really be a plus. I don't know how much he's going to play right away, but, you know, they got a player in that kid.
Are you going to miss J.J. Ortega-Whiteside?
God bless J.J., but, you know, maybe he should be a coach or something because he's just not a good player. You know, he's just really not that quick. You know, he can't get open. You know, he's a good kid, but I wouldn't really want him on my team.
All right, hold on.
Unless he's coaching. I think he's coaching.
He might be a fine coach. So is this the beginning of finally cleaning house of all these bad draft picks? Can we expect Rager to not make the team?
Rager's been looking great out there. Either they're going to trade Rager or he's going to be on the team. He's not going to get cut. Playing too well. He's been playing too well. I think some things were happening with maybe his private life or something because he looks like a completely different player.
Really?
And yeah, he's been looking very good out there. I've been impressed with him very much.
Hold on. He's not better than Smith. He's not better than Brown. He's definitely not better than Pascoe's. Looked very good. He's not better than Watkins. He's only got one shot, fifth receiver, right?
I probably would say that because all those guys have been playing well, but he looks like an NFL.
Wow.
He looks like a good NFL receiver. I'm telling you, he's running one-on-one routes. He's getting open. He's doing a good job in the team drills. He's catching everything that's coming his way. He's been able to beat guys deep, catching the ball short. I don't see how they can cut him.
I got to tell you, Jay, this is why I love booking you. You always throw me a curveball that I'm not ready for. We just heard positive words, Al, on Jalen Rager.
Very positive.
And that's G. Cobb. That's a voice that knows what he's talking about. G. Cobb, you're the best, brother. Thank you, pal.
Have a great one.
How about that, Al? I did not anticipate that.
No, that was a glowing report.
That was ridiculous. I never heard in the 3 years Rager's been here, this being his third season, no one has ever said that much positive stuff about him in one moment.
Could his lack of conditioning be much of a factor last year?
He is in better shape.
That's embarrassing.
But I saw him returning punts in the game last week, and he sucked again. I didn't see anything that great, but he's seeing practice. I'm not. What do I know? Tracy's up from Atlanta. She knows a lot. Hi, Trace.
Good morning.
Trace, on Sunday at 1 o'clock in Atlanta, what will you be doing?
I don't want to be watching a game, but, That's what I do.
All right. And will you be rooting for your team?
I'll be rooting for my team to win, but I also have the perspective it's a preseason game. It doesn't mean anything.
Are you a
Who's going to make the team? I'm looking at players to see, okay, who's going to make the cut? Who's going to make the team? Who's going to be our backup?
Tracy, if you and I, let's say I flew down to Atlanta today and I wanted to arm wrestle you. Would you want to win that arm wrestle?
Of course. I'm competitive.
All right. If I hauled out a board game, would you want to beat me in life or in
I'm going to beat you in life.
Shoots and ladders.
What about rock, paper, scissors?
Let's just say that rock. You would want to win, right, Trace? But when your team is playing in a preseason game, you don't care.
No, I want to win, but I'm not going to lose sleep over it. I'm not going to waste energy over it because it doesn't matter. When the season starts, we're all 0-0. We could be 4-0 in the preseason. It's not going to mean a darn thing.
All right. You know what? I just lost my thing for saying that. Because was that a dog I heard in the background?
Yes, that's my dog. He's I'm on the phone and he's jealous.
You want to see competition? Bring another dog in and throw down a piece of meat.
I can't bring another dog in here. You can't bring a person or a dog.
Perfect.
Tracy.
I don't need an alarm. I've got my dog.
Tracy, I need you for a special assignment right now because Johnson's concerned about the weather in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Because, see, if it rains tonight and the game is postponed, then Jacob DeGrom will face the Phillies tomorrow night. What's it doing in Atlanta right now?
It's not raining right now. I will keep posted. I know you can't go by the weather app because it may say it's not going to rain until like 10 o'clock at night, and I'll go and stand outside at 2 in the afternoon and know, oh, no, it's going to rain because I can see the clouds and feel the moisture. So rain.
If you see any rain coming, would you call WIP? We'll put you right out with like an emergency call.
I would do so. Please, the Lions. They haven't won more than six games since 2017. I'm not doing anything based on what they do. They have to do all this nonsense and scream and holler. They got to get somebody to want to watch the team.
All right, Tracy. You know what's going to happen if the Eagles lose that game, right?
You're going to lose them, but relax.
No, I am going to have a pair of your pants. That's the way this works, Tracy.
Send your pants.
Tracy, you're going to have to mail me your pants. All right, we good?
You have got to calm down with the line.
We good. I want people to understand. You want to call and pick the Eagles, go right ahead. It's going to cost you your pants.
Can I say something on Hurts?
Yeah.
A lot of folks out there seem to have their mindset already that he's just not ever going to be the guy. So he goes out and he goes 6-for-6, 80 yards, TD, and he ran one and it got called back. Those were TD. And what a lot of people harp on, well, you know that one play, he left the pocket. Went out of bounds.
Yeah, that was.
Some people, it's never going to be enough.
Oh, Sielski.
It doesn't matter.
Mike Sielski got a lot of people upset, ripping him for getting out of the pocket.
I don't think I'm with Sielski on that.
But it was a cheap shot.
Yes, it was.
It was cheap.
But those things happen in the regular season too.
It's like now you can't go out of bounds. So I'd rather him stay in the pocket and take a chance getting hit there. No.
No, I'm with you, Trace. Give me a great place to see a sports event, past or present.
Who's judging?
Keith Delane Jones.
Jones is your judge today. And Josie, could you give us the ones that have been selected so far?
Wembley Stadium, Connie Mack Stadium, The Vet, The Spectrum, and Madison Square Garden.
I was never fortunate enough to have been there myself, but it looked like it was a great place to play with the Palestra.
The Palestra. Mm. People are going super local here. But what they don't understand is Keith Jones represents the North American hemisphere.
Go further.
215. In some worlds, Al, maybe the entire world.
Correct.
He is. You have seen games in other. You have gone to the Olympic Games.
I have.
You were in Sochi.
I was.
You were in Russia,
Korea.
Right? Were you in South Korea?
Yeah.
He's seen it all. Al.
I was in Prague.
He was in Prague.
I was in somewhere else called Lausanne.
He was in Lausanne. 215-592-9494. When we return, I'm going to get you to circle a date on the calendar, and I'm going to remind you of the last time he played in Philadelphia, because it's going to be time to thank Ben Davis.
Ben Davis.
Well, he's coming on at 8 o'clock. All right.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
7:24. Let's get our first question on the board and see what kind of results we got. What do we got, Abe?
Well, it's brought to you by Armin Cadillac, your Cadillac certified pre-owned headquarters. Visit ArminCadillac.com to view their selection of hand-picked certified Cadillacs. Will you schedule your weekend around the Eagles preseason game Sunday at 1? 83% say no.
No!
And in fact, people said that they would rather schedule around Philly's Mets if possible.
All right. I want to know what these people are doing that's so fun.
Well, they've been convinced that the games don't matter.
Yeah, they've been told, don't watch these. Just a glorified practice.
Yeah.
Not good. I don't know. I must... As I get older, Jonesy, I find that there's less things that truly excite me. But a football game always does.
Well, you only got so many games
left.
That's
what it is. You know, in my life, I only have a certain number of games.
That's how you look at it.
This came up yesterday. One thing I've learned about retirement, when you make that commitment, you start to realize that the days are numbered and that you still have to complete business in areas there where you have unfinished business.
Yes.
One example being Ben Simmons. All right? No one, I don't think anyone wrote this up. I looked everywhere for this. When the schedule came out at 3 o'clock yesterday, the Sixers schedule, I only looked at one thing. I went right to the schedule when it came out, Johnson. I went down, game 17, November 22nd, 2 days before Thanksgiving, Brooklyn at home, 7:30, TNT Network. Jonesy, your net world will make a few bucks on that one.
Yes, they're going to.
And I went, that's the game of the year. Ben comes home. Now, Johnson, any questions, Ben will be up and playing then.
If I were an odds maker, when the odds come out for this game, I would add two bets that I would add. One, does he play? Two, does he show up?
All right,
Well, they kind of.
Right, I mean, is he even there?
He's going to play.
You can't do
this forever. And that's
why not?
All I cared about is please do it in this calendar year while I'm still working. I want to see it. I want to yell.
Yeah.
I want to get people to boo him.
It was on a lot of the websites, it was within the top 10 of important dates.
Right? It is huge.
Yeah.
But none of the local people went, Ben's back. We got a date. It's November 22nd. And to me, I can't wait.
A lot of the big story that a lot of Sixers fans saw was, my God, they have the first game of the NBA season. Like, they have the very first game, which is a huge deal, but you're right.
I don't care about
that. The return of Ben Simmons is a massive story.
And here's my fear. This is a grave fear now, Al, that he outweighed the interest.
No.
That it's a year now.
No.
Let me go back. I got to remind people. Ladies and gentlemen, the last time you saw him on a court, last time, it was Game 7, Atlanta, right here. Here's what happened.
Cleared out for him. Back his way in. Spins off Gallinari. Gives it up. Oh, it was right there. Boy, Simmons, uncontested, had a layup, but he leaves it for Thybulle.
That's when you know that the game is in your head. That's a dunk for Ben Simmons right there.
But this is what you need to do. Will people forget? Will there be less intensity because it's been so long? Don't. Johnson, you covered that team for years. Will those people be ready to get him?
No, they were, as we talked about numerous times, so supportive of him when he missed shot after shot. When he returns, there will be deafening boos.
Right, hold on. I want to make sure I understand this because the Sixers were in protection mode when he was here. If he was going to be introduced, they'd immediately have something else happen to stop the reaction. Now that he's the enemy, you know, and they announce Ben Simmons, give it some air, let it breathe, give the people a chance to say, "Welcome back, Benny."
I can promise you, the way he was handled.
You make a good point, Johnson.
Thank you, Wector.
You make a good point.
That was the best he sounded all morning.
Who
great.
Is going to get tickets for this game and who jerk. Is going to remind Ben of what we think of him?
Well, anybody... you know who'll be here for that probably.
Who?
Stephen A. with the, that's going to be very curious to see how much in the
I'm
corner he's going to be.
Will it be on his lap?
That whole that Stephen A. thing this week, Al, I'm just trying to ignore it because he's a friend. That was awful. It was awful.
He'll be holding hands.
He would be Weasel of the Week if there weren't a better one. There is a better one.
Oh.
But he would be Weasel of the Week, Al. I have a better one, but I assure you, I have a better one. Let's go back to the phones. But remember, November 22nd this year, just think of it this way. It's an early Thanksgiving. It's 2 days before the holiday, and he's here, and it's a network game, and let him know how you feel.
Thankfully, Ben's back.
Dennis is up from Mount Law. Hi, Dennis.
Radio man, if you remember, I was at that March game when he returned. I invited you.
That's correct. And will you be at that one?
There's a bear crap in the woods.
There it is. A bear, apparently, Al, is going to be in the woods later today. All right, well, Dennis, you want to make him know how you feel, even though it's been over a year now.
Absolutely. And we got another Ben Simmons in baseball, Syndergaard. He doesn't want to play against the Mets. What's up with that?
All right. Now, again, this is an interpretation of our own John Johnson. But John is convinced since this happened when Syndergaard was with the Angels, and now it is happening here, he is not pitching on either his fifth or sixth day. He's waiting till the seventh and facing the Reds. Do you think he's bowing out of that, Dennis?
Yeah, we're starting to let the tail wag the dog instead of the dog wag the tail. We should be telling these guys when they're playing.
Yeah, I want to know what Rob Thompson says about this, Al. Because the other theory I had, Josie, is that he's Canadian and that he would do whatever people tell him to.
Yeah, there's a big part of
like
that.
Like if Syndergaard went in and he said, Rob, not feeling it with the Mets. Wait, let's wait till the Reds.
Yeah, there is an element of that.
Well, but then don't bring him here because he's here to face the Mets.
Yeah.
He's here to face the best teams and give you a chance to win those games.
I think the Mets would eat him alive.
You do? Yeah. So you don't think he's that good anymore?
I've watched him. He's good against some of these bad teams.
Yeah. But Dennis, only one person here said, and he did say the word may, but one person said, Noah Syndergaard may be a coward.
Mm-hmm. He may be.
John Johnson. All right, Dennis.
I agree with John Johnson.
All right. Let's face it. He's got an army of supporters.
What's the matter, Al? How is he not?
I cannot see how this isn't advantageous to the Phillies.
How? How?
I got Gibson going instead of him.
Who's better, Gibson or Syndergaard?
Gibson.
All right.
And it's the Mets.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I got the Reds coming up. I'd rather have Syndergaard, who gives up hits all the time. I'd rather schedule him to face the Reds.
Does it not bother you?
So you would rather have Bailey Falter?
Because
than
I don't
Noah
think
Syndergaard.
That I don't think Syndergaard with his. I don't think he was going to go on that day.
He just went on five
it's
days
the
with the
five
Phillies.
Days. Yeah, he just
now
did it.
He's not going to do it now. He's not.
That's the reasoning. That's not reasoning.
You're babying a guy back here.
I'm trying to go against Johnson, but Al's killing it.
Al gives it no reason. He just goes.
Doesn't make any
he just
sense.
Pitched after five. He's not going to do it now. Why not?
Yeah.
He's not going
because
to do
the Reds,
it. That's not a
because
reason.
Because the Reds.
Help us, Al.
Al, the three teams Syndergaard has faced as a Philly are the Nationals, the Marlins, and the Reds.
And let's keep it that way.
Well, geez, no, then you're
that's
hiding.
That's why he's here.
He's your number one starting pitching addition.
Yeah, that's well said, Ange.
All right. Anyway, Dennis,
there's nothing else you can get.
Dennis, give me the great place to see a sports event.
Place I've never been to, but a place I'd love to go to, the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field.
Never saw it. It's on the bucket, Al. It's a bucket list item.
You can do that when you're retired.
You know what I like about it? It's in a neighborhood.
Yeah.
You don't see that anymore. I like the idea of parking in front of somebody's house.
Oh, you do it at the shore.
That is true. Betsy's out of line. Hi, Bets.
Good morning, crew.
How you feeling, Betsy?
I'm doing okay, but I'm a little disappointed that I'm not going to see Noah Syndergaard against Pete Alonso.
Well, apparently he has begged. We think he may have begged off the assignment.
So was Alonso.
He went to his he went to his Canadian manager and said, "I think I'd be better off against the Reds," and they agreed. But that is Betsy. You're not trying to win every game if you're doing that. You're not trying.
That's right.
I want Bailey Falter to face the Reds. How about that, Al?
He could face the Reds. I mean, he's going to beat me, I guess. I mean,
why am I using a guy brought in to pitch the big games and then have him pitch the little ones?
Al, wouldn't you prefer a bullpen star to Bailey Falter against the Reds?
I could take that, but I don't think Syndergaard. I just think with his arm, what he's gone through, I'd be surprised. I thought he was supposed to pitch Sunday. I had no idea that Saturday was in the picture for him.
Well, it's 5 days.
His last two starts as a Philly were 5 days apart.
It's 5 days apart. That's what you do. That's baseball. All right, anyway, Betsy, give me a great place to see a sports event.
Fenway Park.
All right. Al is not the judge today. Jonesy is. I've found Fenway to be both underrated and overrated. When you walk into the ballpark, I have never felt anything more amazing than looking out and seeing that big wall, and it's awesome.
Yeah, until the game starts.
Then you sit down in the seats, and they're very small, and they often aim in the wrong direction.
It's so true.
They don't aim at home plate.
No, when it says obstructed view,
But 20,000 of the 34,000 seats are obstructed.
No.
Just
right field.
Uncomfortable.
They're all uncomfortable.
My seat was aimed at the center field of the whole game.
And it was Odubel.
And I'll tell you something else, Al, and I'm not a heavy man. Both of my hips were hugging the arms of the seat.
Yeah, it's tight in there.
It really is small. It's like going to a Broadway thing.
Very
like a
small.
Play.
Yeah, it's too small. America's ass has outlived the Fenway Park. 215-592-9494. When we come back, you got to hear a man who is in denial. Pete Carroll has not seen the J.J. Arcega-Whiteside he just obtained. Because what he described is not what we saw for a single day in three seasons here. All right, 7:42 is the time. Top of the hour, we're going to be talking to our man, Ben Davis, who was in Cincinnati yesterday watching that horrible game.
Mm-hmm.
And we will discuss what happened in that game, or more really what didn't happen, which is the Phillies' bat. Oh, they went from 11 runs and 18 hits to 0 runs and 5 hits. Yeah. And the guy that they were facing was nobody. The Cubs had just blasted him. I have no idea what's going on. Ben will explain it. But first, I got to tell you, Josie, I'm always amazed when a team acquires a player, and we all know the player stinks.
Yes.
Because we did not see him for 1 year or 2 years. We saw him for 3 years, and he did nothing as an Eagle.
Yes.
I'm talking about J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, who in 3 seasons here, and he played a lot, 3 years, 16 catches, 290 yards. That's under 100 yards a season.
It's almost impossible for a first-round pick.
It's almost impossible to be that bad, all right?
Yes.
And then the Eagles were going to cut him. They tried him at tight end. He sucked there, too. So they're going to cut him. And the Seahawks had a player they were going to cut, a defensive back. And they went, hey, here's an idea. Why don't you take the guy we're going to cut, and we'll take the guy you're going to cut, and it won't look so bad. So they made the deal.
Yeah.
Now, J.J. shows up yesterday at Seahawks camp, and you would have thought they got A.J. Brown. You would have thought, you got to hear this guy talk about it. There's a couple of things about the way Pete Carroll crowed about J.J. Arcega-Whiteside that'll blow your mind. Listen to that.
This is a guy we really like coming out, and, he's an aggressive catcher. The contested catch guy was really what we liked about him. He was so strong and physical and all that. Made a lot of big plays. It was a really go-to guy in the program, you know, at Stanford. He's unique. He's a big, strong kid. He was 225 coming out. He's like 230 right now. He was playing some tight end even for them.
He went on to say, are you ready for this? He said that Whiteside has terrific hands, great catching range, and is really physical. Notice all the things he referenced in assessing him, Al, were based on what the kid did in Stanford.
Yes, they were.
There are 3 years of film in Philadelphia in which, with bad wide receivers, he couldn't get on the field half the time. What is that? How does somebody kid himself into thinking that guy's a player?
I'm putting the best spin on it.
What spin? The guy stinks.
Just best spin. Here's
what he's saying. He's saying they liked him out of college.
Yeah.
They think he has not touched his potential yet because they do not think he's been coached well enough here with the Eagles.
That's
what he's saying.
Yeah.
100% what he's saying. But we know. We watched him, not just with one coaching staff, with two, and he did nothing.
Right, but what if that's true? What if Rager's better, but he's not being coached right? What if these guys are actually more talented than what we see, but Aaron Moorhead, the people that are working as the coaches of wide receivers, are not getting the most out of them?
Pete Carroll thinks he can do something with the guy. Why else would he say anything?
Well, I can tell you this.
He just added a depth player, and we hope that he can play to his potential.
If he does get something out of him, I know one person who'll be annoyed. Me. Because I waited 3 years for that guy. Howie.
Jeffrey Lurie. Because remember his quote, and he kept playing, and it's just he was just talking about how much he loved.
That's right.
Staying up late for those West Coast
10, 11
games.
O'clock, yeah.
He became fixated on watching Whiteside on the West Coast.
I literally will laugh if he turns into a good player.
Really?
It'll be rewarding. I would laugh if he...
No, Jonesy wants Whiteside to succeed in Seattle.
Yeah, because he did nothing here, but it would be interesting to watch.
Well, that's an indictment, but it's an indictment of two coaching staff, because he played for Doug and then he played for Nick.
It's most likely not going to happen, would be funny.
All right, it would be fun. And then, of course, the guy we get will suck, and we got nothing.
Correct.
Could happen. Jimmy's on the line from Oakland. Hi, Jimmy.
Good morning, Ange. Good morning, team.
What are you feeling this morning, Jim?
Well, who would have thought before the first pitch was thrown that the pitching would be carrying the Phillies this year?
Well, what happened yesterday was frustrating, though, wasn't it? Jimmy, I settled in for a nice game. They got some guy on the mound named Lodolo. And he had a high earned run average, and he's on an awful team. They couldn't touch him. 7 innings, they couldn't touch him. What was that about, Jimmy? How could they not hit that guy?
Well, even when we slam other teams, there's a lot of zeros in between, and they still show a complete unwillingness or inability to play small ball. I mean, if you haven't put up anything by the fifth inning, it's time to start trying to manufacture runs, and I don't see that. And we're also getting killed by the lack of left-handers that we have available in the hitting lineup.
I know, but that was a lefty. You should have profited yesterday that your left-handers are injured right now. You don't have Hoppy. You don't have, what's his name, Schwarber. But that's okay, because you could put an all-right-handed lineup against that hack. And Castellanos is swinging at balls that are 8 inches over the strike zone. That guy's getting on my nerves, Castellanos. He's not really giving me what I thought I was getting.
Well, true that, but regarding DeVolo's performance, if you go back 30 or 40 years, we have a really weak record against guys we've seen for the first time.
That's true.
I call it first-time-itis, and it's been around for a long time.
Hey, Jimmy, do you want some exciting news? I don't know where to fit it into the show, so I'm just going to tell Jimmy the caller. Joe Girardi got a job yesterday.
Yeah.
Joe Girardi's back in baseball, Jimmy. Does that please you?
Not even a little bit.
All right, Jimmy, give me I'll tell you where he's working now. But, Jimmy, give me a great place to see a sports event.
How about Spectrum Field in Clearwater?
Clearwater.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, wow, you are right near everybody. You could actually talk to the players. All right, Johnson, could you give me the update on what's going on with Girardi?
Girardi got a job. I think it's called the Marquee Sports Network. He's going to be a color analyst for the Cubs starting this weekend.
So, really? So, bing, he's in the booth
He's
doing the Cubs games.
I hope they can keep him awake.
He'll be good there.
No, I mean, talk about tanking. Now they're bringing in a bad manager to do their games. Joe Girardi, Al, is back in the booth. Will he ever be a manager in the big leagues again?
Not until the Phillies are done paying him.
I don't want to. Say no, because it's like 83-year-old guys now.
They're
on
TV.
Was bad. He did a bad job. He's got to know that now, right? You think it'll come up during the broadcast at some point to go, Joe, tough sledding there in Philly. Well, yeah, now that I look back on it, I really suck there.
Yeah, he'll say that. There's a good chance he'll admit it.
Yeah, word for word.
That would be good analysis. I would enjoy it.
Well, especially with how well they've done since he left. He's going to have to admit
it. He's got to acknowledge.
Yeah. He's going to have to say, I lost interest.
Look, he'll pour praise on Rob Thompson because he's his right-hand man, and he should. But then at some point, he's got to look in the mirror and go, wow, I got nothing out of those guys. I was seven games under 500 when they fired me.
Yeah.
Woof. And then they got to ask him, are you coming back? And he should say, no, look, I'm doing so great in broadcasting. I'll stay here.
I'm surprised he did this.
Yeah.
I really am. I didn't think he was one of those guys that really needed to do something. But he is Chicago. I mean, I guess it's.
This tells you he was looking for something to do.
Yeah, he played for the Cubs, too.
Right? I know, but still, Al. He's getting paid a lot of money not to do anything.
Whose job did he take that was there?
I don't know.
That's what I wanted.
That's
weird
at this time of year.
Somebody just left and they went, oh, get Girardi in here?
Sandberg quit, I guess. He stepped in.
Sandberg quit again. Ryan Sandberg quit again. Richie is up from the Northeast. Hi, Richie.
Hey, morning, team. How's everybody doing?
We're doing great. Rich, what side you by, pal?
Listen, I want to talk about Miles Sanders. I'm rooting for him, and I think he's going to be a bigger part of the Eagles' offense, especially in the screen game. And I think he's going to be a very big key. I think he's on a contract year.
Yes,
and he is. I really believe that he's going to shine this year. I just have a feeling, and I don't know why, but I think he's going to be a big key this year.
I'm going to tell you the truth, Rich. There probably is not an Eagle who is more annoying to me right now than Miles Sanders. Because I know he's really talented. And I've seen him break into the loose and run spectacularly well. This man is made of cotton. He's made of ceramic. Do you know he's hurt again? He's hurt again.
I don't even know
if he's in Cleveland. He's hurt again. This guy can't. If there's a stiff breeze, he should stay indoors. He's going to get hurt. No, seriously, Richie, I have never seen a young man more brittle than this guy. Jonesy, in the time he's been here, he's had every body part some problem.
He has. Right? And sometimes with the most gifted athletes, they can do things with their bodies that most can't.
Right.
And some of them get hurt a lot because of that. And he's one of those guys.
I'm going to go back to something Brian Westbrook told us, Rich. And Brian Westbrook said this out of the blue. We did not in any way prompt him to say this. He went, in order for Sanders to reach an elite level, he's going to have to play hurt. That said to me, he never does. That said to me, if the guy stubs his toe, he's out a month. And I'm sick of it. This guy has spent more time on the injured list than on the field. And I'm tired of it.
Do you have a reason why you think it happens? Or you think it's a
because he's soft. He's a soft player. He's always. There's one thing I have no tolerance for, Rich. It's guys that I hurt every day. This guy never. He's always hurt. Always.
Yeah, but there's a difference between being hurt and being injured.
Yeah.
So you're saying a lot of these things, he's just hurt and he's not fighting through it, right?
I trust Brian Westbrook.
That's what
when you're an athlete and you question whether a guy plays hurt, you know something. You know, Jerry, I want you to hear this, Rich. Just stay right there a second. This is Brian Westbrook, who was out with us a couple of weeks ago, promote his terrific little kid's book, and listen to what he said about Miles Sanders.
It's super important for Miles is he has to be able to be healthy. And you know, listen, I wasn't healthy my entire career. There were times where I just wasn't close to 100%, and I still play. Miles has to get to that point where he can still play with some injury. And, you know, if he does that, I think he'll be one of the better running backs in the NFL this season.
He's questioning whether the guy will play if he's got a hangnail.
Yeah, and Brian is tough,
No, as soon as I saw this a couple of days ago, he's back on the injured list. Mm-hmm. He's not practicing again.
Right now, hamstring.
I know, is another. What, is there any body part he has not yet injured?
I don't know. I wish I could tell you.
I don't know. I guess right now, urologically, he remains strong, but otherwise he's got issues. All right, Rich, give me.
A cup?
What?
He must wear a cup. No, I mean, I'm so sick of this guy.
What did you say?
Never mind.
Richie, give me a great place to see a game.
So.
Well, my first one was taken was Fenway, so I'm going to go with Wrigley Field.
Wrigley Field is a go.
Yes, it is.
You know what made me think of urology, Al? I went for my physical yesterday. Yeah. And I've never heard this before. My doctor said to me.
Where is it?
She did not say where is it.
Put your clothes over on top of mine. I'll be
No, she didn't say that. She said, would you like me to give you a prostate exam?
Hello.
And I said to her, has anyone ever answered that question with a yes?
This is amazing.
215.
You should have stuck with what I said.
215.
Two thumbs up, buddy.
215-592-9490.
How did it go anyway?
When we get, everything went great.
Excellent.
Everything went great. Ben.